in the early 60s, when I went to England, invited by the BBC to they gave me a program, first of all, and then I met some producer there, Douglas Cleverdon, who said that they were expecting new, bigger machines. You realize that in those days, an 8-track machine was considered enormous, and they were going to get a 32 one, and so forth. And if I would like to come over and play with it and leave it arranged, I'd have it for a whole week. And so I went over, and I had all the technicians who produce haunted footsteps, you know, what's called footsteps in movies, all haunted house noises or anything else like that. And then it turned out that they couldn't give me the whole week, and we stopped the experiment just when it was beginning to get very interesting. Was that a prepared text, when cut up became more and more unintelligible to a certain point, and therefore presumably less interesting, except that just one step, one cut further than that, it started talking by itself in new words. Like, for example, the only thing that I don't have any of that tape. They fixed it so that I couldn't have any of that. I never got a copy of that thing, the unfinished part of it. The whole thing was sort of quickly sort of rolled up and put in a bag and said, "I'm terribly sorry, we can't give you the Thursday and Friday that we promised you, but you know, after all, you had Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday." But they were perfectly charming. And there was the possibility. Douglas Cleverdon was worried that we were getting off into an area that was too much for him. He was the producer, and a very charming person who'd done whatever was considered far out in those days. Like, he was a very famous thing, which I think is still given again often, is Dylan Thomas's Under Milkwood, with all kinds of famous people, actors and actresses hanging around. That was the sort of thing that he was very good at. And he was a little bit taken aback. I mean, he was willing to go all the way with the cut-ups and with the permutations, first of all. In fact, he made the Yam 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 Yam, and all of those things were made with him, and the pistol poem was made with him. You've heard those? You know those? You've never heard Yam 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 Yam? I guess we're going to have to do this, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, it was just that we came to a stop where... And as I said, I said, "You know, may I have that?" And said, "Well, no, I'm sorry, it's gone in the dustbin," sort of thing, which was, you know, reason for a bit of paranoia, because it could just as easily have been given to me. But I saw then and there that one could force voices out of voice material, which would say new texts and new words and presumably new messages.